Friday, December 21st, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. How can I say this without sounding too liberal? Santa Claus is sexist. I know because I've done my research on the subject. Last year, I gave my wife a really sharp Santa Claus statue for Christmas. She loves Christmas decor, and a local store had a first-class Santa Claus that stood about 2 feet tall. I am of the belief that behind every great man there is a great woman, so this year I decided to get her a Mrs. Claus that would go with the Mr. Santa that I got her last year that she seemed to like. I'm not always great at her gifts. I gave her some cowgirl boots once that she got re-gifted. That is a different subject. I went back to the store where I had bought the first Santa Claus and asked if they had a Mrs. Santa to match. I thought that Mrs. Santa needed her due recognition. I thought that they might have to order it. They checked their books and said that there was no Mrs. Santa available, like the Santa that I had gotten. Surprised but undaunted, I went to Hobby Lobby, thinking that they would have a great Mrs. Santa. They didn't. Hobby Lobby discriminates against Mrs. Santa, too. Not to be discouraged, I then turned to the Internet. Amazon.com to the rescue. Surely there had to be a first-class Mrs. Santa 2 feet tall available online, I thought. There were a few Mrs. Santas, but nothing nice enough to match the Mr. Santa I'd gotten her the year before. Amazon.com treated Mrs. Santa like an afterthought, too. What I learned in this search is that for every Mrs. Santa offer, there are 25 or 50 or more Mr. Santas for sale. Mrs. Santa was really being discriminated against. She was being treated as a second-class Claus, and there's no justification for that. Now, if you think that Santa can organize things at the North Pole and then launch his Christmas Eve track to deliver gifts to all the good little girls and boys around the world, and Mrs. Santa was not an equal contributor to this massive operation, you're deluded. In fact, the North Pole would be a total mess without Mrs. Claus. It is her that is the reason that Santa can pull this off each Christmas. She makes him look good. Frankly, there would not be a Christmas at the North Pole in our house or in most homes without the organizational skills and determination of Mrs. Santa. Santa Claus is just the front man that takes the credit for everything. He gets the hugs and thank yous for Christmas that Mrs. Santa knowingly expresses the knowledge that she was responsible for, most of it with a small smile on her face. I will bet that he doesn't even know what some of the gifts that he's delivering to kids are, but Mrs. Santa does. He's just a delivery boy that gets to eat the cookies and drink the milk left by the kids. I'll bet he even eats the carrots they left for the reindeer. You're listening to the Comstock Report. 3, 2, 1. Mr. Santa typically takes pride in thinking that he paid for Christmas, but as women get closer to equal pay in this country, he'll have to surrender control of that notion, too. Mrs. Santa is probably glad to get him out of the house for one night, while she hopes that he doesn't screw everything up, as it will also be her job to fix it when he switches presents between Jill and Jack after she told him 6 times that this present went to Jack and the other to Jill. She's also the one who will make sure that Santa gets gifts to the kids separated from their families at the border, despite that being a deterrent of refugees coming here. Santa knows no borders. If you ask the elves at Santa's workshop who was really in charge of the North Pole, Mr. or Mrs. Santa, if they tell the truth, they may worry about getting on Mr. Santa's naughty list. Then again, if Santa is a smart guy, he knows who's in charge up there, too. What I learned is that Mr. Santa gets all the accolades, and Mrs. Santa's contribution often gets lost in the background, barely noticed for the work that she puts into Christmas. That is not fair. She knows that Christmas would not look the same without her, but it is her gift to the family, and in Mrs. Santa Claus' case, to the world. There are lots and lots of statues and figurines of Santa Claus out there, while Mrs. Santa gets shorted. She is an example of a woman in our system that is not getting her due recognition. So, for all the Mrs. Santas out there, Christmas would not be Christmas without the effort and diligence that you put into organizing this holiday for your families, as well as make Mr. Santa look good to about 1 billion kids. Thank you and Merry Christmas. Santa is depending on you. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to our greater Comstock family, that is each of you. May God bless you in 2019, and may you continue to be a blessing, too. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information on market opportunities, visit us in Royal Iowa, online at Comstock.com, or call 712-227-1110.